Okay. Today's daf is daf kuf. Zvachim. Okay. So we are in the middle of an apparent stira. Oh. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Bezeich HaNishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisroel Mordechai, then Dov Zev. Dov Zev, whose yahrzeit is this week, Neshama should have an aliyah. Right, so we are dealing with an apparent stira in the words of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon throws on top of a base. He says that aninus at night is a din d'rabanan, and that's why you can eat the korban pesach at night because the rabbanan said when it comes to the mitzvah of eating achilas pesach, which is an iser kares, that's going to trump aninus. Must be that aninus at night is the rabbanan, because otherwise why would it have to trump the araisa? But then we had another braisa, which listed a whole bunch of korbanos and included Pesach, and in that price it basically said that the Oni may not bring the korban, and including that is the korban Pesach. So what is it? If the Oni can't bring the korban Pesach, which he can't eat it at night, if it was Aninus was the Rabbanon, Aninus was the Rabbanon, why not? What's going on? What's the theory? So we had two answers yesterday. One we said, Kedei Nasbe, really take korban Pesach out from the second price. The other one we said was Rosh Hashanah, who said Pesach really comes at the Korban Chagiga. It's not Pesach. Now we're going to have three more answers. So, Mara says, Rav Mari Amar. Now we're going to talk about the Teretz from Rav Mari. He says, Lo Kasha. Kan Shemes Lo Meis Barabasar Ukvaro Barabasar. Kan Shemes Lo Meis Bishlosha Asar Ukvaro Barabasar. One case, the Mishnah that said, the Braisa that says that the owner may not partake in the Korban Pesach, that's talking about when the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur were both on Yud Dalet, on the day that you have to bring the Korban Pesach. They were both on Yud Dalet. So Erev Pesach is the Yom Misa, and Leil Pesach is the night after it. And the Mishnah of Pesachim, where Rav Shimon brought as a proof that Aninus while was the Rabbanon, that's talking about a case where Meislo Meis Bishlosha, sorry, the person's father, Ashal, passed away on the 13th, the Yom Misa was the day before Yom Kura. The Gemara explains. Neslo Mes the Arabasar, Ukvaro the Arabasar, if he dies and is buried on the same day on Yud Dalid, then what? Yom Misa, Topis Leilam Doraisa. So then, the Aninus that day is Doraisa. So the Aninus that night is also Doraisa. If the Aninus during the day is Doraisa, it's going to be Topis the night Doraisa as well. But Neslo Mes Bishlosasar, who kavaru be abarasar, so they only buried him on abarasar. So yom kura the rabbanon, the aninus on the yom kura is only din the rabbanon. Let me finish the gemara. The aninus only din the rabbanon, and therefore the rabbanon ain't no tapos label even the rabbanon. So then that night is also only going to be aninus the rabbanon, and if aninus is the rabbanon, then pesach is going to be dochet. According to this, it seems to be saying that Rav Shimon holds that if you have misa and kavura on the same day, aninus at night is the raisa. We agree with Rabbi Yehuda in this case, in this answer. No, not necessarily. It's a big a whole to do. We shall see it also later today. It's a whole to do whether Aninus and the whole focus in you have right from the book. You have Yom Misa and you have Yom Kura. Do you put tefillin on that night? So it's a machlokas in Hagin. A lot of people do not put on tefillin that night. Even if it's because the whole day is considered an aninus. What? I'll say it's before Shkia. Guy, the person thought, why can't you put on tefillin? Right. It's not. I think there's a Chassidus Shemino to put on, and there's a bit Shuba over Balavaj who says not to. No, because aninus Yom Mishum is Daraisa. So you're... It drags after the night. So I think for Salvagic also helps. Don't put on film. Most people don't do not put on film. I don't know. It's a major machlokas in the month. What? Did you put on film? Was he nifter? Was the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur the same day? Okay, so that's a different story. Then you're already talking in the Ravonas. That whole to do is it that, let's say it's Yud Dalid, the mason is Niftar on Yud Dalid, he's buried on Yud Dalid, now you have time on Yud Dalid still, you put on tefillin. Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo kashd Rav Shimon on Rav Shimon, Hadik Tani Hacha Onin Lo Maisi Pesach. When we say that the Onin doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, that's Kishemes Ufwaro Be Yudalid. The Misa and the Korban the same day on Yudalid. The Yom Misa Doraisa. The Aninas Yom Ritzim is Doraisa. The toughest Leilam with Doraisa. The Aninas that night is Doraisa. If you don't bring the Pesach, can the Yelch Leir Behudel come on? That's the Rabbi Yehuda's learning later on. The Hadik Tani. The one that says previously that Okel Pisco, when's that? That's with Shemesh B'Yud Gimel, Ukvar B'Yud Aleph. The Yom Kippur Gupei D'Rabbanan Lo Tosle Eilu D'Rabbanan. That's talking about a case where the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur are different days, so therefore the eat the Aninus on the day of the Kippur is only D'Rabbanan. So it's not Tovus the night D'Rabbanan, it's not Tovus the night, and therefore you can eat the Korban Pesach. Rav Ashi knocks out Rav Mary. He says, wait a second, I'm only Rav Ashi and Rav Mary, the Ela, Hadar Katani, what happened before Nama Beis? Yesterday's daf. So we said, Rabbi Huda says Aninus at night is Doraisa. Rabbi Shimon says Aninus at night is Dorabanan. And he brings our case, the case of the Mishnah, which we just established. The case of that Mishnah is talking about where the Yom Mis and the Yom Kippur are different days. So why is that a kasha, Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda would say, fine. I'm talking about Aninus Doraisa. You're talking about Aninus Dorabanan. That's what the Gemara says. Amalei Rav Ashi and Rav Mari, the Ela Hadik Atani, the Amalei Rabbi Shimon Tedash, Amalei Onin Tova Ba'Okel Pisco Avolo B'Tachim. Namely, then Rabbi Huda retorts. I'm talking about Yom Misa Deoraisa. I'm talking about a case where the Yom Misa Yom Kippur the same day which is Deoraisa, so at night is Deoraisa also. The Amatli at Yom Kippurah b'Derabanan, and you're talking to me about a case which we just established now is going to be where the Yom Misa was on your Gimel and the Yom Kippur is on your Dalet, which everyone agrees is Derabanan. But Kasha, that can't be the answer to the Sfira in the words of Shimon. According to Rav Mari, yes. To Rav Mari, yes. But according to everybody else, no. Rav Shimon's going to say that Aninus at night is always the Rabbanan. But is a nigger after the? You're right because of from your. I don't know. Abaye Amar Lo Kasha. He says no. It's a different answer. Everyone's going to agree. But Khan Mace Kotlim Chatzos, Khan Mace Achar Chatzos. Okay. Rashi Abaye says Abaye Amar Idi be Yom Misa. Everyone agrees we're talking about that it's on Yom Misa. Yom Misa and Yom Kippur against of the same day. We're talking about Yom Misa Yom Kippur. Ula Olam Aninus Laila Rav Shimon Dirabanan. And Rav Shimon says that Aninus tonight is Dirabanan. So what's going on here? So it depends. Kan Meis Kodem Chatzos. Kan Meis Achar Chatzos. When did the Misa take place? Did the Misa take place before the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach kick in? I guess they're saying it's Chatzos. Or did the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach at Chatzos kick in before the Misa? The Gemara. Abaye Amar Lo Kash Kan Meis Lo Kodem Chatzos Kan Meis La Chatzos Kodem Chatzos. If the Misa took place before Chatzos, the Lo Ichazi the Pesach. So then the Korban Pesach never took the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach never took hold. Right? The Korov of the Meis never had upon him yet the Korban Pesach. So then Chayil Allah Aninus. So Aninus is chal on him, and therefore it pushes off its chiyuv of Korban Pesach. But Achar Chatzos, but if the Misa took place after Chatzos, the Ichazi the Pesach, then already we had a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, lo chayil ale Aninus, then Aninus is not going to be foul. It's a very interesting thing. Which comes first? Whichever one comes first, that's the one you have to go by. Okay, so Rashi explains, Idi be Yom Misa, lo olam Aninus laila the Rav Shimon derabanan. Must be that Aninus at night is Derabanan, right? Because if Aninus at night was a Deoraisa, then who would care which came first? It would still be an Onei. Only if Aninus at night is Derabanan, then we can start playing around with which came first, which didn't come first, right? Rashi continues. With the Katani the Braisa says Pesach Ein Obav Aninus. When we see that Pesach doesn't come when you're an Onei, that's Kishemes Kodem Chatzos. That's when the person died before Chatzos. Derachmana Dachye, the Torah pushes it off. May high crowd of the Shin and Kishu Shalim. That's what we're going to be Shalim, right? Who may be below Kishu Onei. Who the Katana the Psachim, in the Masech Psachim, that it says, Toga va Oko Pisco, Alma Maisi va Onei Kishimes Acha Katzos. That's if he died after Katzos. The Kodma Chova Shrikhat is Pesach with Aninus. The Chi of Pesach kicked in before the Chi of Aninus. The Sulo Dachile Aninus Minashaleh Karbono. So the Aninus can't knock off the Chi to bring the Karbon. Mia Korchov must be Shma Mina Aninus Lail Derabanan. Must be the Aninus Lail Derabanan. The Imi Deraisa he Halo Habe Ofiel. He would be able to eat it, right? He to come Achovas Shlitl Aninus Achovas Achil Lo Kamele. He won't be able to eat it at all. All right, so he had a fear to shech it before the person died. But how can he eat it? He's an only Deraisa. Okay, so that's the answer of Abaye. So now that's going to pretty much take us to the end of the Amud. So now they're going to try to knock off Abaye. The Gemara asks, will we not tame raw? From where do you see a concept? The shani lay bein kodem chatzos, nach chatzos. Where do you ever see that there's a distinction between whether the meat took place before chatzos or after chatzos? What does that have to do with anything? So the Gemara answers the Sanya, yeah. To try to bring a stira between brisos, right? So we're going to answer the brisa, basically it's set up. We're going to answer the brisa by saying, oh, that's the same thing. One's before chatzos, one's after chatzos. Then we're going to knock out that answer by saying, no, that difference is it's machlok from kibra b'shmol. Then we say, no, it can't be machlok from kibra b'shmol. We're left with the answer that's the different distinction between chatzos and after chatzos. And that's why Abaye's answer is going to end up standing. The Rambam apparently passes like Abaye's answer and Rabba's answer is coming up. So, when we not came into Shani ben Kod Chatzos ben Lachatzos, the Sanya, the following brisa. The halacha is that a Kohen, right, a Kohen cannot become a min, except for his Krovim. Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Ki in l'sheiro, karoda love, hu lachasov, lo yikama. He has to become himself to deal with it, to deal with the kura of the Shiva Krovim. So Gemara's brisa says, mitzvah, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to be metame to the Krovim. It's not optional, he has a mitzvah.
I wonder if what happens if there's a Sefer Kadisha that could be metapol to me.
Kohen still have a mitzvah to be metameh?
I don't know.
So, mitzvah, lo ratza, if he doesn't want to become tameh, metameh also a korcho. You force him to become tameh to do this. What's the case? Umaisa be Yosef HaKohen, in the story of Yosef HaKohen, shemesa east of Erev Pesach. His wife died in Erev Pesach. The lo ratza tameh. He didn't want to become tameh. He wanted to bring the korbanos. He didn't want to become tameh.
I mean, I guess right now we're under the assumption that Adidas doesn't have an impact.
Adidas doesn't own it, we probably don't. So the Karen Ora says that the real reason why he's going to become Tame is not necessarily because of the Avodah. He can't do the Avodah anyway. Of course, he's going to become Tame. Well, I don't want to become Tame. It's an issue to become Tame. So he says, Lo Ratzin Tame, Benimnu, it took a vote. Interesting. They took a vote. Benimnu Achav, all the other Kohanim took a vote. Benimnu Achav Kohanim, the Tibu Abal Karfo. I guess they picked him up and they made Tame him. And then I guess they all became Tame also. They forced him to be forced to become Tame to deal with his wife's Kura. So you see from here, what do you see? You see from here that the Indian of being metame for the Krovim trumps Pesach. It trumps Pesach. Very minhi. Now we'll ask from a steer for another brisa. This brisa is not bringing another pasuk by a nazir, right? It says la aviv ubi imo la achiv ula achoso lo yitama. So ma tamad lomar. Why did tamid achoso? The nazir does not become tame for these people. If the nazir does not become tame for his father and his mother, why is it the tamid achoso? What's achoso coming to add? So it's coming to add the following case. Haresha halach neva nazir. It's halach lishkot et piskot. He's going to shechus korban pesach, right? Which is mitzvah kares. Or lamolas beno. Rashi says he's going to do milah on his son in order for him to bring the korban pesach. Because the halacha is, if anybody in your family is an orel, you can't bring the korban pesach. So Rashi explains he's going to do the milah for his son. And what happens? B'shama shemes bo meis. So one of his korban passes away. Yachol, you would think maybe Yitama, that he should be Matame for his maize. Amarta lo Yitama. The pasuk says lo Yitama. Yachol kishem shlo Yitama lachol. So maybe you would think that just the same way that he's not allowed to become Tame for his sister, kach ein Matame lemeis mitzvah. He should not be Matame for meis mitzvah. Right? Talmud Omer lachol so. Lachol so hu din Matame, aba Matame hu lemeis mitzvah. He's allowed to be Matame for his sister, but he's not Matame for the meis mitzvah. But what do you see from him over here? Not to be Tame. Korban Pesach comes first. Korban Pesach trumps the tumah, not to go there. So that's a stira for our other.
I mean, right, first information was, well, one's talking about Kohen, one's talking about nothing. We'll see in the price later on, it's talking about Kohen and nothing. Anyway, so he says, it's before him here that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach comes before the mitzvah to come for the Krovim, and that's a kasha because the first price has said that the mitzvah to become tamid for the Krovim, even if you, by doing so, you're going to prevent yourself from bringing the Korban Pesach. So what's the answer? So El Shmami, La Shmami, now you see from here, Kan Kohen Fatzos, Kan La'af Fatzos.
The first brisa where he says that you have to become tamei would be dealing with a case where the maid took place after chatzos. And the second brisa that we brought down where it's talking about where you don't become tamei, you bring the korban pesach, is because the misa, sorry, the first brisa is where the misa took place before chatzos. Therefore, the fee of to become tamei took place before the fee of to bring the korban pesach. Whereas the second brisa says, no, the misa took place after chatzos, and I already have mutal on me, the fee of to bring the korban pesach. So Gemara says, Mimai, why are you saying that that's the distinction between the brisas? Maybe you have a different answer why there's different halakhas. Mimai, Dilma Lolam Amaloch, maybe I can say for you, Edi after Chatzos. They're both talking about cases after Chatzos. So if it's after Chatzos, why is it that in the second Brisa, you don't become Tameh, and you bring the Korban Pesach? So he says, because Hara Rabbi Shmuel, no Rabbi Kiva. The Brisa reflects the two different opinions between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Well, what's the case? The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Lo Yitama. The Torah says, Lo Yitama.
Rishus, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shmuel says, the Kohen has a right to become Tummy for his family members. He doesn't have to. Normally, he's usher to become Tummy. Here, he has a right to become Tummy. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chovehi. He has a chiyuv to become Tummy. He must become Tummy. So, this is the first brisa that says he must become Tummy, that goes with Rabbi Kiva. The second brisa says that you don't have to become Tummy, and you can bring the Korban Pesach, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says, no, second brisa can't be Rabbi Shmuel. I don't understand what the Havavid is right now, because we only quoted the second half of the brisa. If you read the entire brisa in the entirety, you realize that Rabbi Kiva is talking, he's the one talking in that brisa. But how can you say that brisa talking about Rabbi Shmuel? It's clearly talking about Rabbi Kiva. Right? Because Lo Sakadaita, the Resha, the Rabbi Kiva Katanila. Because the Resha shows us that Rabbi Kiva is the one who authored that brisa. This Sanya, let's quote the whole brisa now. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, the Torah says by a Nazir, right? It says, Kol, Yemei Israel, Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, Laviv, Limo, Lachiv, Lachoso, Lo Yitamol, Lehem Bemosam. He can't become Tamei to them. So, Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Elu Krovim. I know the Krovim is not allowed to come Tamei. Meis Elu Rechokim. Meis means even someone who's not Korach there. So now, Ovim. Now, why does it say Ovim? I already know Krovim. It says Ovim Elu Matamei. Avim Matamei Elu Meis Mitzvah, but he becomes Tamei for Meis Mitzvah. It's only the Ovim that comes out. Okay? So now we know he becomes Tamei for Meis Mitzvah. Why does it say the Emo? What's the case of Emo? So Emo is now talking about the following case. Hayah Kohen Mu Nazir. He's a Kohen and he becomes a Nazir. The whole to-do, there's Me'iri, I think, in Brachos or Pesachim, that tries to ask, how can a Kohen, or even a Kohen's mother, become a Nazir? A Nazir has to, another has to grow his hair. Kohanim have to cut their hair. Right? Every day, every couple of days, they have to cut their hair. So a Kohen already can't become Tamei. Right? A Nazir can't become Tamei. It's Issachar Issar. That you can answer this problem, it's the most. But the cutting hair one's a big kasha. If it's not, okay, maybe that's a good answer. What about the, so why is it, but doesn't make any distinction between a type of Kohen. It's a good akimta, but maybe that's not the distinction made. Anyway, so he says, Haya Kohen mu Nazir. A guy's a Kohen and a Nazir. So he has both Kedushos, that because of both Kedushos, he's not allowed to become Tamei. So you think maybe because he has a two times Kedusha, then even for a Meis Mitzvah, he shouldn't be Matame, right? So therefore it says, Le'imo, who de ain't a Matame? He's only not Matame for his mother, but Matame le'meis mitzvah. He's still Matame for meis mitzvah. Well, Achiv, what's about Achiv? Afilo haya Kohen Gadol who Nazir. He's even more Chomer. He's a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir. So maybe now you would think he should be Matame for a meis mitzvah. He should not be Matame for a meis mitzvah because he's so Kadosh. He says, Well, Achiv who de ain't a Matame, but Matame who le'meis mitzvah. Ula Achoso, now this comes to what continues where our Brisa, where we quoted to begin with. La'choso Matame Loma. Harei Shehola. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir, right? Or at least a Kohen who's a Nazir. Harei Shehola, Lishma, the Pisco, Balomos, Beno, Vishama, Shemes, Lomes, Yochel, Yitama, Amarta, Lo Yitama, Yochel, Vashem, Shem, Shem, Lachos, Kach, Eim, Tam, Lomes, Mitzvah, Tam, Lomer, Lachos, Lo Yitama, Val Yitama, Lomes, Mitzvah. He still has to be Tam for a Mes, Mitzvah. But who's the author of this Brisa? Kiva. Try to tell me it's Rabbi Shmuel. Can't be the answer. Right, no, first we talked about a Nazir. Then a Kohen Shu Nazir. Then we talked about a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir. Now we're talking about a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Which, well, if you follow the steps in the Brisa, it was first a Nazir who was a Nazir. Sorry, the Avi was talking about a Nazir. The Emo was Kohen Shu Nazir. The Achoso was Kohen Gadol Shu Nazir. And now we have Achoso. That whoever it is, I think it's talking about a Kohen who's a Nazir, but whoever it is, the author of this Brisa is Rabbi Akiva. And we just try to say, to answer the Sphira, that this is Rabbi Shmuel. Can't be. So what? Where are we left with? We're still left with a Bayez answer. Okay, so that's the fourth answer. That's the fourth answer for the apparent Sphira of Rabbi Shimon. The fifth answer is Rava. Rava Amar, Edi to Edi. Right, so again, we have one Brisa that seems to indicate that Rabbi Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. That's why he can eat the Pesach. And one Brisa indicates that Aninus Laila is the Raisa. That's why he cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So Rava Amar, no. Edi be Edi. Achar Chatzos. Both Brisa are talking about cases after Chatzos. Below Kasha. Kan Kodem Sheshachatu Vizarkulav. Kan La'achar Sheshachatu Vizarkulav. The Brisa that says that the Onen cannot bring the Korban Pesach, that's talking about where the Misa took place before they shechted or threw the blood of his Korban Pesach. So he becomes an Onei, So he's pushed away from bringing the Korban Pesach. He's not Sholem. But Khan, the Mishnah of Pesachim, is talking about a place where the Misa took place, the same type of answer as the Bayi. I don't even know if he's arguing with the Bayi. The Misa took place after they shechted and threw the blood for him. So, the Anin is here, and I guess it's Mafkia, the Korban Pesach, because the Akrabah already took place. So therefore, since the Akrabah already took place, he's Tovel, and he eats the Pesach at night. And it must be that Anin is, unless he must hold, that Anin is the Rabbanan, Anin is the line of the Rabbanan. So it all depends. I don't think it's arguing about it. Same answer. Gemara says, so, Amalei Rav Adar, Mas L'Rava, what are you talking about? Achar Sheshachtu, Vizarku, Esdombo, Ma'adah Habahava. Wait a second. If they shechted the Korban Pesach for him, they threw the Zerika of the Korban Pesach for him, so he's done. Okay, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of eating it, but he's done. Why does he eat it now? He's already done. Ma'adah Habahava. Rashi says, Ma'adah Habahava, Hari Niftar. He's already putter. Right? But my dochi achilasu aninus lael the rabbanon tvei mishar kashim. So why would aninus at night, which is not the rabbanon, be knocked off by achilas korban pesach and not by other kashim? Right? He only said it applied by kashim, not by pesach, not by other kashim. Right? Vishlam alabai, it makes sense alabai demokil of a kodesh sheshach to bizar kol alabai achakachos. Then I understand. The shkovis pesach kala love lahavi, the ilo sharsay la aklo lo maisi. Because in that situation, Rashi says, he never brought the Korban Pesach. If we told him not to bring the, if we told him at that moment you can't eat the Korban Pesach, then he just won't bring it. But here he already brought the Korban Pesach. So tell him not to eat it. Because he's an owner, they're abundant. Don't eat it. Right? That's very on words. Hilchok lo hemidu the brain. El Rava, amai lo hemidu. Why did they make a stand on their halacha that Aninus the Rabbanan at night? Hakvar shachat the Torah. He already did it. He already did the mitzvah. So Gemara answers, no. Amale Ravina. Ravina says to him, Achilas psachim ma'akva. We had a course of Meach before that or something like that. There's a difference between other kashim and Pesach. That's the key. For most korbanos, the key is kapara. And where did that take place? It takes place by the Zerika. So once you're done, you're done. The Pesach, the key mitzvah, the key to getting a kapara point that Rabin is saying now, is the Achila. And he learns it out from me, the Rav of Rav Huna. What? Okay, so maybe you could say that's a mitzvah. But who says that you get the kapara, whatever is supposed to happen to you with the Achila? That's what Rabin is saying. All right, so it's pashut for you. Okay, so that's right. That's the answer. That's what he says. Rashi says, so therefore, when a person is makom the korban pesach, he doesn't get kaparo. It's not miratze. His korban is not miratze, and he's not yotze his chova if he doesn't have the mitzvah of achila. He has to eat. It happens to be right. It's a machlokas of psachim somewhere in the kachem part of psachim. I think it's a machlokas of psachim whether or not we say achila ma'akva the korban pesach or achila is not ma'akva. Right, so that would be a big enough kamina. What would happen if you brought the Korban Pesach? You brought the Korban Pesach, you did everything, you didn't eat it. So, Mechayev Karis. If you say Achila Ma'akva, you Mechayev Karis for not eating it. If Achila is not Ma'akva, then you won't be Mechayev Karis, because it's not Ma'akva. Right? Yeah, okay, he brings down here. Shachim Ayin Chesam Advei. That's the Mahomes. Okay. So, the Gemara says, so now where we learned that out, where we learned that from? So, Amalei, so Rabba says to Rada, Sayis Madika Amalach Rava. Listen to what your Rebbe, Rabina, said. He answered your question very, very well. Okay? So we're going to bring a proof now to how. You have to keep a couple things in mind when it comes to Avelos. The couple of, the concept of, right, you have Yom Pur, regular happens, person dies, very person, that's one thing. Then you have a concept of Yom Shmua. If I heard that my relative died within 30 days of his Ptira, then I have keep Shiva and Shloshim. Okay? They also have a concept that they talk about in Moikot, Likud HaTzamos. What they used to do is that they would bury the mace at first in like a very, in a very wet, moist, deep place so that the body would rot. The body would rot faster. And then after that would happen, they would gather the bones and put them in a more respectful place in the Aron. That's how they would do it. Right. You don't like the word rot. To decompose faster. Well, also yom, nikra yom likud. Right? And that day is called the yom likud. So, let's keep that in mind. So my de Rabbi Baruch Huna, what is the thing that Rabbi Baruch Huna said from there that we learned that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akeh? So the Gemara answers, the Sanya. We have the following Braisa. Yom Shmua, okay? So the day that you hear about the Misa of your Karov, that's Kiyom Kvura. It has the same halacha as Yom Kvura, the mitzvah Shiva Ushloshim. For the mitzvah Shiva Ushloshim. Therefore, so from that day, you start counting Shiva and your Shloshim, and you know like all the Dinim Avelos that apply to Shiva and Shloshim. Ulachilas Psachim Kiyom Likra Tzamos. But the Yom Shmua is not like Yom Kvura when it comes to Gabi eating the Korban Pesach. It's like the Yom Likra Tzamos when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach. What is that? Rashi says, Ulachilas Psachim Habe Yom Shmua Kiyom Likra Tzamos. Right, the Kaimelam Psachim Perke Isha Shomei Al Meso the Malachit Atzamos Togel the Ofel Kachim the Erev. Right, you could do Tzviva. Right, on the Yom, the Malachit Atzamos, you could be Togel and you can eat your Kachim at night. So what you have here, the case you have here is that he's mutter to eat the Korban Pesach at night after the day of the Yom Shmua, just like you can in the Yom Likud. But on the Yom Kippur, that's not the case. On the Yom Kippur, that night, you would not be able to eat the Pesach like all other korbanos. That night, you would not be able to. But then the Mishnah continues, Echad zeh, whether it's the Yom Kippur or the Yom Likud, Togel v'Ochel Kachim v'Erev. You can eat, you can be Togel, and it's people the Rabbanon, because you see, it's not really coming, you say that to make the Hesed Das, be Togel v'Ochel Kachim v'Erev. So the Mishnah says, wait, Haku v'Kasha. The price of the theorem they obey. What happens? Amarta, first you say that Yom Shmua is Kiyom Kvura L'Shiva V'Shloshim, but L'Achilas Pesachim Kiyom Likurat Samos. So, it's Michlal, that's only like Likurat Samos. It's only like Likurat Samos when it comes to Korban Pesach. Michlal, the Yom Kvura, Afilu L'Erev Nami Lo Achil. So it's Mashma that the Yom, it's only like Likurat Samos. You can eat the Pesach because it's like Likurat Samos. Mashma that was compared to Yom Kvura, you would be able to eat it. Right? But then, right, the mashma the Yom Kippur through the Erev Namelo Achil, but Hader Tani, and then it says afterwards Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh Tovu Ochel Kachim Erev. So if you can eat your kachim, you can eat the Pesach. The Pesach is more common than the Kareis. So what is it? On the if Echad Zeh includes the Yom Kippur, so on Yom Kippur can you eat the kachim at night? You cannot eat the kachim at night. So the Gemara says Amar Chizda Tanoihi. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Two Tanoim taught two different parts of the same Braisa. One taught the Risha, one taught the Sefer, and I have a machlokas of the din of Yom Kippur, which is not Yom Misa. Again, it can't be Yom Misa. It's not Yom Misa, so the Nidus is the Rabbanon, right? So one Tana says that, and the Risha says, that the Laila goes after, and it's no Haganinus at night, and therefore you can't eat the Kachim. And one Tana says that it's not Tophis, and the Laila is Mutav Kachim. The Gemara says, that's one answer. Rabbi Baruch Huna gives the three answers. Rabbi Rav Huna gives the following answer. Lo kasha. Kan, the safe of the Braisa, which seems to indicate that Yom Kippur, you can eat Kachim at night. That's Shashama Shmua Al Meso, Samach L'Shkia Sachama. He heard about the Mesa right before Shkia Sachama, before the end of the day. V'chein, it's also talking about a case, Sheliktu Atzamos, Samach L'Shkia Sachama. They talk about a case where they did the Likud Atzamos right before Shkia Sachama. V'chein, Shemes Lomesh Ukvaro, Samach L'Shkia Sachama. Everything's talking about a case where it happened before Shkia Sachama, meaning the mace died on the 13th. They buried him on the 14th, close to Shkia Sachama. So what happened? You have that the day of Likud Tzamos and the Yom Shmua finished 5 minutes later. They buried him like 5 minutes before Shkia. So it finishes 5 minutes later. And also the same thing happened, we're talking about Yom Kippur, that it finishes by Shkia Sachama. And therefore, since the halacha is that Aninus, it's talking about Dindra Rabbanon. I mean, it's the Rabbanon, because it's not Yom Misa, it's not Yom Misa before the same day. So it's the Rabbanon. So it doesn't grab the night, and therefore you can eat. The Khan and the Reisha, where it's talking about that only the Pesach you can eat at night, and not the other Karbanos, it's the Achar Shviyas HaKama. That's talking about where the Zman Kvura was already at night. So, I mean, the night, or the Yudalit, I guess. So therefore, even though the Aninus is only Midir Rabbanon, the Chachamim made a stand here, and they Asher Achilas Kachim. But if you were malaking the bones after Shkia Sachama, so Einachanam, you can't eat the Kachim, but you can still eat the Korban Pesach. I don't know what the Svar is, but that seems to be what it's saying. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're talking about a case that it's after Shkia Sachama, Ma Dehava Hava.
what's the big deal? We're talking about when Likus Atzamos took place after Shkia. So what happened happened, and the mitzvah of Hakrovas Pesach he already did.
What would be the case if the Likus Atzamos was at night?
He did the Shkita, he did the Zrika,
then the Likus Atzamos, and now it's at night. So the question is, can he eat or can he not eat? Well, why should he be allowed to eat? The Likus Atzamos took place some of the Shkia. He did the Korban Pesach beforehand. Ma'ad hava hava.
So the Gemara answers, El Shmami, no, you see from here, Achilus Pesachim Ma'akva.
No, because Achilus Pesachim is Ma'akva.
Rav Ashik is another. So what does it mean? Our answer was the apparent theory in the price. So Echadze, Echadze.
One part of the price says Mashma that you cannot, you touch him at night. One price of the price says that you can. So he says, Rav Ashik Amar, my Echadze, Echadze. What do we mean when we say Echadze, Echadze? We put Echadze, Echadze with Likra Samos and Yom Kura. Hakika Amar, Echad Yom Shmuav, Echad Yom Likra, Tovu Ochachim Erev. Now, Echadze, Echadze is not including Yom Kura. Yom Kura you can eat at night. The Echadze, Echadze is talking about the Yom Likra and the Yom Shmuav. Right? But the Laila, after that, so those, then that night, you can eat the kutchim after you go to mikvah. But the Yom Kura, you're not allowed to eat even the Korban Pesach. That's exactly what the ratio says. That's the Yom Kura.
So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi is not a good answer. The heart of the Rav Ashi Petusahi, it's not correct. Michtei Allah Kai Zevozem Yvarlei El Shmamin Abduzahi. For some reason, in order to get Rav Ashi's answer, it shouldn't say Echadzev Echadzev, it should say Zevozem. Therefore, Badusi. It's the wrong explanation. I don't know. Maybe Echazev Echazev is talking about those that are close to him. What does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, Yom Shmuel ki Yom Kvuro in your mitzvah shiva shloshim, uva ilchilis psachim ki Yom Likra Tzamos. Echazev, Echazev, Tovah Ocha. I guess the Lashon Echazev Echazev is Mashmuel talking about the two of the things we discussed above, which is Yom Kvuro and Yom Likra, not Yom Shmuel. Okay. Now the Gemara's go back to where Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, what Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said it's a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim who are cholik whether or not if you have Yom Kura, which is not Yom Misa, whether or not, and the Aninus is the Rabbanon, whether or not the Aninus, the Yom Aninus the Rabbanon is Topis the Vaila, the Rabbanon as well. So, my tanoi, who are the tanoi that have this machlokes? The Sanya had the following Braisa. This is something about what you were talking about before, Marty. Ad masai misonin alav. Until what point in time is he considered an onin, legabi that he no longer can eat kachim? Ad masai. Kol hayom, the entire day. He can't eat kachim the entire day. Rebbe Omer, kol zman shelo nikvar. So long as he's not buried. Once he becomes buried, what we're assuming right now is once the nikvar is buried, he's no longer an onin, he can eat kachim. The nimus goes away. That seems to be the case. Now, the Gemara says, what's the right to talk about? The Mayas Kina. What are we talking about? Elaine with the Yom Misa. If we're talking about a case that the Mace was buried on the day that he was Niftar, right? And that Mi Ika, the less the Yom Misa, the toughest Lame of the Rabbana. Everyone holds that if Yom Misa and Yom Kfura are on the same day, everyone holds that even though you had the Kfura, the Aninus, the Rabbana goes to the night, right? Me Ika, the less lay the Yom Misa, the toughest lay with the Rabbanan. There's no one who's cholik that on the Yom Misa, where the Aninus is the Araisa, that it tofish is the night with the Rabbanan. So it can't be that Rebbe says that that's the case where the Aninus ends at Kvura. Vesu, right? And Vesu, I guess the second question, right? Rebbe Omer calls Manchelo Nikvar. Hakvaro, Ishtrile. That's our question. He buried him, he should be Mutter. Gemara said, Umi Ika, the less lay. The Achrisa ki Yomar. Is there anybody who doesn't learn from the pasuk in Amos? It says Vistamtiya ki Evel Yochid, the Achrisa ki Yomar. That the Din Aninus Daraisa is knowing the entire day. That's a fakir. We're talking about. That's one side. That's one side of the Aninus. Could be both. But it says here that. Everyone holds in that pasuk, the achrisa ki yomar, that the din aninus during the day is the araisa the entire day. According to our interpretation of what Rebbe said, the nifter dies at 9, is buried at 11, you're done. No, everyone holds until shkia, you have aninus the araisa, and everyone holds that you would have aninus the rabban in the night. So what, that can't be the case.
Right.
I
That's a machlokas. We talked about with God here. There's a major machlokas whether or not you put on tefillin. If it's a nidus, most of the time, we don't have Yom Misa, Yom Kura.
Right.
Okay. But how is it? I'm not familiar with. But most of the time, do you have the Yom Misa and the Yom Kura on the same day? Usually not. So you're always talking about a nidus derabanan, and therefore it doesn't focus. Right. If Yom Misa and Yom Kura is not the same day, the Aninas that day is the Rabbanan. The only Aninas Doraisa is Yom Misa and Yom Kura on the same day. Fine, but your question is asking me about Aninas. Most of the time, if you have Yom Misa and Yom Kura on different days, even the Aninas during the day is a Rabbanan. Yes, you do. Yeah. No, the whole premise we're talking about is that only time you say Doraisa is if Yom Misa Yom Kura the same day. If Yom Misa is Yud Gimel and Yom Kura is Yud Aleph, the Aninus that day is Derabanan, and that's why you can say that maybe you can eat the Korban Pesach at night. If the Aninus during the day, the Aninus is Doraisa, then you have bigger problems. You don't say that Aninus is Doraisa if Yom Misa Yom Kura are on different days. No. They are discussing the following night. But it depends on what we're talking about. Are you talking about Aninus following the night following the Aninus Doraisa or the night following the Aninus Derabanan? So what? So what? Only if Yom Misa and Yom Kura on the same day. Only if Yom Misa and Yom Kura on the same day. You have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that clearly. Right, but what's the event you're talking about? Fine, but I don't see what's your question. The problem still is, you still have to contend with the Aninus the night after. Are you contending with the night after Aninus Doraisa, or are you contending with the night after Aninus Derabanan? The only time Aninus is Doraisa is Yom Misa Yom Kura on the same day. That's clearly the halakha. Right? Look at the case. When Rav Mari tries to knock off the steer in Rav Shimon. So we said once talking about the case Meislo Meis Barabasar Kvar Barabasar, and once talking about Meislo Bishloshasar Kvar Barabasar. Meislo Meis Barabasar Kvar Barabasar Yom Misa Tovis Demidaraisa. So Yom Misa is Doraisa, and therefore the night would follow it. But Meislo Meis Bishloshasar Kvar Barabasar Yom Kura Derabanan. That day is the Derabanan. And then we knocked off that answer. That's not the answer in the Sphira, because then it doesn't work with the back and forth between Rosh Hashanah and Rav Yehuda. But the reason why we knocked it off is that you talked about a case where I'm talking about a case where the Yom Misa and Yom Kura take place on the same day, which means you have the Nidus Doraisa. And you're giving me a case where Yom Misa and Yom Kura are on different days, which is in the Rabbanan. Yom Misa and Yom Kura, a Nidus Doraisa. If Yom Misa is not the same day as Yom Kura, the Nidus is the Rabbanan. That's the halacha. Look at the top of that book. Right? Lokasha, right? As we started the book, day off. Lokasha. Khan Meslo Mes Barabasar. Here we're talking about where he died on the 14th day, Ukvar Barabasar. And he's buried on the 14th day. That we say the Aninus is Doraisar. And Khan, Meslo Mes Bishlosar, Kvar Barabasar, that the Aninus is Dorabanar. So he tried to answer, if it's Aninus Doraisa, it pulls the night Doraisa. And if it's Aninus Dorabanar, maybe it doesn't. Right, we knocked it out for not being the answer from Shimon, but the halacha is still like that. That's still correct. Okay, so now we're trying to figure out what the case is where Rabbi Omer calls Man Shalom Nikvar. So he said it can't be talking about a case, it can't be where the Yom Misa, right? It can't be the case of talking about the Yom Misa, right? My Eskinan, Elaine Yom Misa, if we're talking about a case where the mace was Nikvar on the day that he died, and there we say that the Aninus doesn't go at night, that can't be. Me Iko, the less lady Yom Misa, Top Stay Rabbanan. If the Aninus is Doraisa, everyone holds it and grabs the night, the Rabbanan. Also, Rebbe says, Kozman Shal Nikvar, but here he was buried. And also, we can't be right after burial, because we have the concept of Achrisach Yomar. So we can't be talking about the case of Yom Misa and Yom Kura
It can't be talking about a case where it's Yom Misa. So Amar Rav Sheshes, if she's talking about a Yom Furukai, this Brice is talking about a case where the Nes didn't wasn't buried on the same day that he died. So the Machlokas is here on the Aninus of the Yom Kvura, right, which is a Durabonon, which we just went through. It's a Durabonon. According to Tanakama, that Aninus finishes at the end of the day. And according to Rebbe, already at the Kvura, it would bury. It would finish. So Rav Yosef asked on that. Mask of Rav Yosef, Ella, Hodekatoni, with a Bryce, a Mishnah, Psachim, and a Tzadi Aleph that says, Hashomeya al Miso, al Meso. If you hear the about the Miso, you're Kimilaki at Samos, you're the same thing as a Likud at Samos. So what's the case? Tovel, Ba'ocha Bakaj, Hashem Erev. So you Tovel and you catch him at night. Michlal, you see even here, the Yom Kfura, Afilu Le Erev Nami Lo Ochil. So therefore, because you like Malachi, that's almost. So be master from here, but in front of the deal. The Yom Kfura, feel Erev Nami Lo Achil, because the Yom Kfura, on the day, on the Kfura itself, the owner would be Achil to eat Kachim, even at night. So Hamani, who would that go like? According to us, when we're talking about Kachim, and we're talking about we became an Onain, so one person says you can eat the Kachim at nightfall, one person says you can eat after the Kfura. So what's going on? So Ella, Turitz, what does it mean, Ad Masai? What's mean ad masai that Rebbe says? He says ad masai mis onin love. How long are you an onin? Right? Kol oso hayom vigam lelo. You're onin the entire day and the night. But Rebbe Omer says no. The aninus nimsheches kol zman shelo nikbar. So long as you're not buried. Aval nikbar, then the aninus ends below lelo, and then it's not you're not an onin anymore. You're not onin anymore. Again, but we're clearly talking about aninus the rabbanon. Because if we're talking about Aninus Doraisa, right, we already said it can't be, because then everyone would hold it and pull at night. It pulls at night. So basically from here, Rebbe's a cooler. So then Amru Kameh the Rav Yirmiyah. So it said this Teretz of Rav Yosef in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Because it's too, because we're talking about Aninus Dorabanan. As it did the Rabbanan. So Amru Kameh the Rav Yirmiyah. So they said this answer in front of Rav Yirmiyah. The Amar, and he says, Gavar Rabbik Rav Yosef Lemi Hachi. Does such a great man like Rav Yosef say that? Lame with the Rebbe Kula? That Rebbe's a Kula? We know Rebbe's not a Kula. Vatanya with the following Brisa. Ad Masai Misonin Alav. How long do you have the din of Aninus? Kol Zman She'eino Nikvar. Afilu Mikan Vasori Yom Dibi Rebbe. Look at the full words of Rebbe. Rebbe says you're an Onain so long as you didn't bury him. You can even be an Onain for 10 days. So long as you didn't bury him. Right, because Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim saying, "Ain mis onin alav, ella osa yom bovad." You only, if you're talking about aninus derabanan, you only have aninus that day. But Rebbe says the aninus will, the aninus, I guess, of we you heard. No, it's the yom kfura. So what is Rebbe's case? Rebbe says the aninus can be nimshekas midarabanan until the kfura, even if the kfura took place 10 days later. And I guess after you do kvura, you have another day to be owning. But chachamim omrim, right? Chachamim say aimis only the love ella osu ayom bovad. Rebbe says that's the machlokas. The machlokas only is if you have all these 10 days. So everyone says you're an onain. Rebbe says you're an onain for those 10 days. You do the burial and the aninus extends to the night. The chachamim say no, just that day itself it doesn't extend to the night. I mean, Rebbe is a machmir, not a mekel. So the gemara says ella tarz hachi. We have to, again, now we have to figure out what the Brisa is, right? The Brisa says, Ad Masim is only in love, Kol Yom, or Rebbe Yom, Kol Mash, Kol Nikvar. So the Gemara answers, El Tarets Hafi, Ad Masai, whom is only in love, how long do you have to do Onain, Kol Oso Hayom? We're talking about the entire day of Kvura, which isn't the day of Misa, right? Nimis the Rabbanan. So then you have to do Aninus the entire day below Lelo. Rebbe Omer, Kol Mash, Kol Nikvar, so the entire time that he's not buried, the Im Nikvar, and if he's Nikvar, Tofis Lelo. And even the Aninus will take place, will hold true at night. So the Tanakama on Rebbe are fully, if the Yom Kvura, which is not Yom Misa, is Tofis the night. The Tanakama says it's not Tofis, and Rebbe says it is Tofis. And that was the Machlokas that we tried to bring down. Right? We said, Rav Fizza said the Stira between the two brachos were before was the Tanoim, whether you hold if the Yom Kvura, the Aninus extend the night or not. Now we just proved that this is the Machlokas Tanoim, whether the Aninus of the Aninus, when you have Yom Kfura, not the same day as Yom Misa, extends to the night. The Chachamim say no, Rebbe says yes.
Okay, I'll stop here.